Mr. Casper. It's Paul from Local Splash. How's everything going for you?
All right.
Good, good. So, you know, I know you're busy. I don't want to take too much of your time. Did you have any questions, though, before we get this set up here?
I haven't had time to go pull up a Facebook account. Let me see. Hold on. I don't have a Facebook account in my name.
That's okay. You don't need to. But you do have a Facebook page, right?
What do you mean?
I don't have. You have a Facebook business page.
I don't think I do. No, unless you guys made me up one.
We probably.
But I don't
did.
Think so.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you send me a link?
CasperTheMover@gmail.com, CasperMovers.pro, got your address on it.
I didn't know that was a Facebook link. I thought that was something you guys made up a website for me.
Yeah, the website too. Let me just send the link out to you. I don't know if it's clickable, but you can certainly copy and paste it. So we would be promoting this Facebook page. Of course, it's got the website. You know, everything's going to be, this is really for you to manage. You know, you'll have access to everything that we do. It's going to be one more thing that you're going to see in your back office. And then, of course, we'll be running the Facebook ads. Now, I know we were talking before about doing Google ads. You want to hold off on Google ads. We're talking also about doing Facebook ads. But we never did settle on an amount. I think you were saying at one point maybe 300 for Google ads, 200 for Facebook ads, but maybe wanting to hold off on the Google ads. The minimum for Facebook is only $100, and that's going to get you about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are really super affordable. They're like 20, 22 cents per click. So that's a good place to start. You can always increase it later on. Obviously, if you want to jump in with both feet and maybe, you know, do 200 out the gate, you certainly are able to do that. But like you said, the $100 minimum is pretty good. Your service area, I'm trying to find it in my notes here. How far do you typically go for the right job or want to be found?
I mean, I go everywhere, you know.
Right.
I've been as far as South Dakota.
Okay, got it.
West, Caribou, Maine, you know. So.
Wow.
Okay. Wherever they're willing to pay for me to go, I go.
Got it. So as far as something like that goes, I mean, it gets to a point where, like, let's say you're making a sandwich, right? And now somebody else says, hey, can you make me a sandwich too? But you've only got enough, like, let's say peanut butter for one sandwich, and now you have to make two. So you start to spread it a little bit thin to make it work, but you still can do that. But when we're covering a larger service area, you know, 400 clicks, we'll always let you know. We're not ever going to charge you more. We might call you, you know, last week of the month and say, hey, you know, 400 clicks, the $100 budget's been clicked out this month. Obviously, you're going to see traction. You'll be able to see it through your client dashboard. We'll always let you know, hey, do you want to add another $15, $20 to see you through the end of the month, or you just want to keep things paused until it refreshes again at the start of the month. Like I said, the minimum is $100 for most businesses, you know, a 50-mile service area, that type of thing, that's more than enough.
Yep.
And like I said, I'm just trying to keep it affordable here for you. I think we can start with that $100 and just kind of see from there. And then I know that you're doing residential, but you're also looking for commercial work too.
Yeah, definitely. Local,
yeah.
Long distance, residential, commercial.
Yeah. local and full service moving too, right? I mean,
correct.
Anything
we provide the truck materials, yeah, all that.
Perfect, yeah. So I'm gonna. I don't think we have to do a client interview for Facebook ads because we're just operating off of the information that we already have here for you. But the card that we have on file is a Visa ending 9966. Mr. Casper, is that the card you wanted to use for the $100?
No, because that card, I just lost that card a day ago while I was out of town.
Okay.
So they're going to send me a new one.
Okay.
But I'm going to use a credit card.
Okay.
For this particular.
When you get that new card, if you want to go and put that card back on file, just give us a call or let us know and we can update
mm-hmm.
that. You can also update that yourself through your client dashboard. The one that we had was a Visa. Is this one also a Visa, MasterCard, Amex?
Ended in what?
The card ending 9966, that is a Visa card, but you said you wanted to use a different card?
I'm going to use another Visa card, yeah.
Another Visa, okay. Is it your name first and last on this particular card?
Yeah.
Or the
yeah.
middle initial? Okay. Is the billing address still the same, the 2800 Eisenhower Avenue, Suite 200, is that still the same?
No, not for this card. Let me see. What do I got with that billing address? No, we're going to change the billing address.
Okay. Starting with the zip code first?
20745.
745. 20745. And the street address?
532 Wilson Bridge Drive.
532.
Unit B as in boy, number 2. Oxon Hill, Maryland.
Okay. Give me just 1 second here. My system seems to have slowed down momentarily. Okay, so you said that was 232 Wilson Bridge Drive, right?
No, 532.
You know, I have 532. Maybe I'm slowing down too. I can pour some coffee into my mouth. It doesn't work with my computer. But yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. I have 532. I have it right there. I don't know why I said 232. That's in Oxon Hill, OXON, and that's 20745. And then you did say there was a suite number?
Unit B2.
Unit B, got it. You said it was B2. Just B2?
Yeah, B2.
Okay, B2. And that is 20745. Still a Visa card, should still start with a 4. I'm actually
yep.
ready 4147 for that.
4147-2025-9956-2897.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
04/2028.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
Let's see. 748.
So I have 748, 748 on the back. You said April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date, right?
Yeah.
And the card itself was that 41/47/2025-9956-2897.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me put you on a real brief hold. I mean, you can keep talking to me if you like. I'm not going to actually put you on mute or anything like that. But I'm just messaging right now my supervisor to see if we have to do any client interview or like a voice verification. Anything new for the business? Any other forms of payment that you weren't accepting before?
No.
No. Okay. Everything's still the same. Hours of operation still the same?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just waiting to hear back. Anything you would change about your current website? Any pictures or anything you wanted to add or move around?
Not at the moment.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So it looks like you're all set and squared away here. Just a couple of things that I need to do on my end, but we certainly do not need to do a new voice verification or get you through a new client interview. We already have all the information that we need to get everything set up.
So am I going to see any changes with the Facebook page or what am I going to see different? Anything or?
So the Facebook page, I don't know that we're going to make any changes to it, but we're going to promote it. So you're going to have paid Facebook ads. They are retargeting ads. So, you might have heard somebody say, or maybe it's even happened to you, you go on Google and you search for something and the next thing you know, it's popping up on your Facebook page. And it's not a coincidence at all. It's targeted marketing, and it is going to be what's going to get your name out there in front of the eyes of people who we already know are in your service area looking for your services. So it's going to be a fantastic addition to everything that we've already been doing here for you. If we need anything from you, we'll certainly let you know. But I did want to say thanks again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, especially late in the day after a long day. But I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of the day.
And one more question.
Yeah,
so
sure,
I can look forward to the $100 being taken out monthly around the same date
if
as
you
today.
So it looks like your billing date is usually the 10th of the month. We're 6 days past that. So you're billing for $149 on the 10th of the month. We can keep the billing date the same, which is the 16th, and that'd be $100 on the 16th. Does that work for you? Did you want to merge the two of them together?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll keep it the way it is then, with them separated out by 6 days. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, so when I'm ready to do the campaign in the next couple of weeks, do I reach out to you?
How do you mean?
For the Google campaign.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I've got it in my notes. I'm going to text you my direct contact information. So when you're ready, if you're ready before I reach out to you, please do feel free to even respond to the text I'm sending to you now. It does have my contact information on there, so you can either give me a call or just respond to the text. I definitely will be more than happy to reach back out to you. Happy to answer any questions that you might have as well as far as the Google ads. But I did just send that right out to you. What is your time frame? And then I can update my calendar when to call you back.
I'm getting ready to hit the road again for a few days.
Okay.
So, like I said, I was targeting the end of the month.
Yeah, you're kind of mentioning like a couple of weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
So the last, I think there's a couple of days in the last week of the month, like the 30th and the 31st is Monday and Tuesday. Let me just make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right about that. Yep, Monday and Tuesday, the 30th and 31st. I'll give you a call on Monday the 30th, and if I don't reach, I'll try back on the 31st. So that's going to be 2 weeks from today. We'll kind of talk time frames and see if it's fitting into your grand scheme of things and your budget, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
But like I said, feel free to reach out to me by call or text if anything changes, but I do have it on my calendar to give you a call on the 30th.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. All right, Mr. Casper, I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.